The fourth. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
So, supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. 1 minute, and is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see, it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. A lot of people have been talking about summer. Maybe this is one of the reasons. I once mentioned that maybe it does go away with heat and light. And people didn't like that statement very much. The fake news didn't like it at all. And I just threw it out as a suggestion, but it seems like that's the case.
It would be irresponsible for us to say that we feel that the summer is just going to totally kill the virus and that it's a free-for-all and that people ignore those guides. That is not the case.
The president mentioned the idea of cleaners, the bleach, isopropyl alcohol you mentioned. There's no scenario that could be injected into a person, is there?
No, I'm here to talk about the finds that we had in the study. We don't do that within that lab, our labs.
I would like you to speak to the medical doctors to see if there's any way that you can apply light and heat to cure. You know, that if you could, and maybe you can, maybe you can't. Again, I say maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor, but I'm like a person that has a good, you know what.
But, sir, you're the president.
Deborah, have you ever heard of that? The heat and the light relative to certain viruses, yes, but relative to this virus?
That is a treatment. I mean, certainly fever is a good thing when you have a fever. It helps your body respond. But not as I've not seen heat or light.
I think it's a great thing to look at. I mean, you know. Okay.
Respectfully, sir, you're the president, and people tuning into these briefings, they want to get information and guidance and want to know what to do. They're not looking for rumors.
I'm the president, and you're fake news. And you know what I'll say to you? I'll say very nicely, I know you well. I know you well, because I know the guy. I see what he writes. He's a total faker. So are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? It's just a suggestion from a brilliant lab. By a very, very smart, perhaps brilliant man. He's talking about sun, he's talking about heat, and you see the numbers. So that's it. That's all I have. I'm just here to present talent. I'm here to present ideas, because we want ideas to get rid of this thing. And if heat is good, and if sunlight is good, that's a great thing as far as I'm concerned.
Does the president have syphilis? Did you see that? Did you see the answer? You know, the odds are much better that he's just very, very stupid, but it does seem like tertiary syphilitic brain, brain. Although, you know, one of the symptoms of tertiary syphilis is a decline in intellectual function, but it is much more easily believe that the president is just a malignant narcissist and that he's dumb as a rock and always has been. You know, another symptom of tertiary syphilis is, you know, a decline in memory. And he doesn't forget any slight, not ever, not anybody, not ever. He's still, you know, so it's just probable that he is just a moron. Holy crap. This is whose hands the United States of America in the middle of a pandemic where we just reached a disgustingly sad mile marker. 50,000 people are now dead in this country from a virus that just appeared 6 weeks ago. In 6 weeks, 50,000 people have perished. And this man is talking about shoving a lightsaber up your yin. What is he talking about to get UV rays on the inside, sunlight on the inside of your... Is he talking tanning beds as a cure for COVID-19? Are we supposed to stick a lightsaber up our butts? Snort Ajax, drink Lysol, shoot Lysol, get UV rays all over, get cancer? I don't know. Today he signed this bill, this new round of stealing that's about to occur, if it hasn't already. He had a bill signing in the orifice where, you know, he signs bills. And he said, oh, well, I was just pranking you. In the middle of a pandemic where we just reached this disgusting 50,000 dead mile marker, the president's defense of suggesting that we drink or inject or somehow invade our bodies with disinfectant is he was pranking the media. And he lied. I mean, you saw that clip. He was talking to this douche who's supposed to be from the Department of Homeland Security and some science lab, where the guy said, you know, humidity and disinfectant, sunlight, kills the virus on hard surfaces. That's what this guy was saying. Why are we wasting our time on stuff we know? Why are we doing that? And how in the world, in this man's brain, does hard surfaces become your lungs? I don't even understand. But anyway, he says now he was pranking the media, that he was talking to the media. No, he was talking to Dr. Birx, who he asked to comment. He was talking to this douche, Bill Bryan, who was tapped to tell us that UV rays on hard surfaces and disinfectant on hard surfaces kills a virus. Have they never heard of Purell or any dishwashing liquid that kills 99%? Here's Dr. Birx's face, okay? This is her face.
So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number in the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
That is the moment that a woman lost her soul. Okay, that is the exact moment when Satan actually took her soul. Oh my God. Oh my God. So today, when he signed the bill, he invited the press back in and they wanted to know, like, what? And he lied today and said he was just pranking the media. He was only being sarcastic. He thinks the hands are a hard surface. This is what he said moments ago, that the hands are a hard surface and that you should test disinfectant on the hands. We should test that. Could we all just send him a mini bottle of Purell? Please, everybody. I mean, I don't know what's worse. That he said that we should inject bleach, or that no one is surprised, or that his excuse for saying we should drink or snort or shoot disinfectant and get in a tanning bed or shove a lightsaber up our butts was a prank on the media in the middle of a pandemic. Which is worse, everybody? Which is worse?